Joining us in studio, like we do every Wednesday afternoon, we're joined by Betsy Lundy of the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Wonderful to have you back. And you've brought along another great guest from downtown this week. Please do the introduction.
Yes, I brought with me A.O. Lux, who is one of the coolest people downtown, does so many neat things. I'm probably going to let her tell you most about it, but I first met A.O. when I want to say it was probably like 7 years or so ago, and you were doing threading. And so you both did my eyebrows and put some glitter things in my hair and my daughter's hair. And it was really cool. And now you've kind of evolved and you're doing microblading.
Correct.
On top of the threading, right?
Yes.
And a few other things too. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I started downtown with a couple businesses. There was the predecessor of A.O. Lux. And then I also had House of Paradigm. And through the evolvement that I've had over the last 7 years, now I have A.O. Lux.
Well, I'm so happy to have you because you're, let's not lie, you're a bit of a downtown Bangor legend from your work here. We have a mutual friend in Ben Lehman and lots of other acquaintances mm-hmm. as well. But the work you do is great. I know, as you can tell from looking, very little about any of this. So I'm going to ask you to explain for me a couple. What is threading? Let's start with that.
So threading is a way of removing hair. You can remove any hair. I focus on the face, reshaping the eyebrows, removing upper lip hair, face hair. If like men want to line up their beards or ladies want their brows on fleek, and I use a piece of thread, and it's very precise, and it doesn't damage the skin, and it's a great alternative for anybody who has any kind of allergy or reaction to something like waxing, for example. And that started in Egypt thousands of years ago, and it's been around for quite some time, especially outside of Maine. And so I tried to bring it into Maine, and that's where we are now.
Excellent. All right, and then what is microblading?
Microblading is a tattooing of the eyebrows. It is a tattoo because of the layer of skin that it goes into. And it's done by hand with a tiny tool, and each hair stroke is drawn on individually. And then there's micro shading, which kind of adds a little bit of a shadow to it. And with microblading that can last you but anywhere from a year to 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Because you want to keep it updated,
right?
Especially as we gracefully age.
Although
eyebrow shapes, what's in fashion evolves, right? Like I almost feel like in the 90s, like everybody had these like teeny tiny eyebrows, and so now we're all like microblading to like try to make them look normal.
Yep, now we're getting back to the 80s where you want them all big and thick and
but nobody wants what men of a certain age get, which is when they start going crazy and heading in about 14 different directions.
We can totally add A.O. Lux, definitely tame that
good,
as well.
Good. I like the sound of that. Now, we were talking before the show. Of course, Kerry Haskell here has got a house. He's a homeowner in New Orleans now and will be bailing on us probably the next time I tick him off. But we learned that you're a native of New Orleans as well.
Born and bred, I grew up between New Orleans and Honduras, Central America. So, I came up with a lot of color and vibrancy that I like to spread around.
Well, we needed that in Bangor. We still need that. What was it about Bangor and specifically downtown that made you feel like this was home?
Well, I have family here. And then downtown, when I first got to downtown, feels like 12,000 years ago, I could tell it really wanted to blossom and it really wanted to bloom. And I could see that really churning. And I wanted to be a part of that because I knew that once it really started to grow and bloom, it was just going to explode. And so through House of Paradigm, which was my dance company at the time, and with AO Arts, which is what AO Lux was before, I knew I would be able to bring in things that weren't quite covered yet because I did makeup art and photography and the belly dancing and all that sort of stuff.
The costumes.
Oh, my, yes.
My mind.
yes. I like it very carnival.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked so much in this segment about the creative community, the arts in downtown Bangor. And this is another great example of how, in many ways, the renaissance of downtown Bangor, the growth has been spurred by the arts and creative people.
Yeah, I absolutely have loved the support that I've gotten from the arts and downtown community. And that's what keeps me wanting to be downtown, because I had my businesses downtown for a little while, and then I moved out to the mall, which was an amazing experience, but then I missed downtown, so now I'm back at downtown.
And for anybody who doesn't know, what's the location of your place?
I'm at 6th State Street, at right across, same building as Omland Yoga, Suite 404.
Prime territory right there.
I love that building. I get to see the stream every day. And yeah, I love being back in the heart of downtown.
And Betsy, again, what's great about downtown, the variety of businesses, the variety of talented people. And we've had people from so many different walks of life in downtown Bangor in just a couple of months of this segment. It's great to be reminded how much is there.
Yeah. And when we first started talking about doing the segment, I sort of imagined something like the Humans of New York series, because there are all these different people that are downtown that come from, some of them come from, you know, really different places like Louisiana and Honduras. And then other people have been here all along and have gone away and brought something back. But there's just within the upper stories, especially of the buildings and, you know, kind of tucked in the back of a lot of these buildings, because we're all really familiar with like the retail restaurant scene. There's this whole other creative, interesting world, like full of people doing really unusual things.
What's the best part of being in downtown Bangor for you?
That's a very good question. The people. I absolutely love the people that I have met and have become great friends with. I love the people that come in as clients, because I have such a huge array of people that come into my office. It feels like I have the whole world in there, because I have people from everywhere. And I think that topmost is, yeah, it's the people.
And are there people, and I would say men, but I don't want to generalize about men, but are there people who are maybe reluctant or aren't sure what to expect? And what do you say to people who come in for the first time to make them feel like, hey, this is going to be a place where you're going to walk out feeling so much better about yourself?
Definitely, it's no pressure. I explain what happens and go through a little process to kind of give them an idea of what's it going to feel like, how it's going to look, and on my website, it's explained as well. So I try to cover all those bases so that way when they come in, they can just be like, okay, let's just go for it. And what I love about that, after the client has been done, whether it's threading or microbladed, they just feel so amazing, because the eyebrows really are kind of an important aspect of anybody's face, because that's kind of like a frame to an art piece, you know?
I want to give credit though to, we were talking about, but whoever did your nails, those are amazing.
Thank you very much. She's my girl, Jess Nail.
Those are fantastic. You mentioned the website. What's the address for people who want to learn more?
Aolux.com, AOLUXE.com. And you can even book your appointments on there. There's all kinds of wealth of information, as well as getting to know me. And, you know, you can text, call, even chat online. So I like everyone to just feel a sparkle in their soul.
We can use that any time of year.
That's what I love. I love, you know, when your soul just feels fulfilled, you know, so.
Well, thank you so much for coming. It's great to finally meet you, because I've heard about you for years, and now it all makes sense when people say these amazing things about you.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel so honored being here.
Well, we wish you continued success and then keep on doing the wonderful things you're doing downtown.
Thank you very much.
Betsy, great to see you again. Back next week. Is it next week? Joe Baldacci is here.
Joe Baldacci.
Yeah. Well, yep. You know what? The bar has been set pretty high for Joe. I don't know if he's going to be able to.
His nails definitely won't be as good.
Not a chance. Thanks, Betsy. Have a great week.
Thank you. Thanks, Rich.
We'll see you next Wednesday, every Wednesday afternoon. We talk about our favorite place, downtown Bangor.